Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Uranium Energy Corp, ticker UEC, a name that's been grabbing attention in the uranium space amid shifting nuclear fuel dynamics. Let's kick things off with the big picture. UEC has positioned itself as a pure-play U.S. uranium developer with assets across Texas, Wyoming, and beyond, sitting right in the middle of efforts to rebuild domestic nuclear supply chains. The stock has delivered solid long-term gains over 5 years, but shorter-term moves show some volatility that we'll unpack later. Uranium Energy operates at every stage of the uranium production cycle, from exploration to in-situ recovery mining and sales of uranium concentrate. Founded back in the early 2000s and rebranded in 2005, the company keeps its headquarters in Corpus Christi, Texas, and is led by CEO Amir Adnani. With just 94 full-time employees, it's a lean operation focused on low-cost U.S. assets rather than overseas exposure. The core thesis revolves around unhedged leverage to rising uranium prices and policy support for American nuclear fuel. On the revenue side, results have been lumpy as the company ramps production. Fiscal 2025 showed $66.8 million in revenue, all from sale of inventory, a big jump from the near-zero levels in prior years. That spike came from strategic inventory sales into a strengthening uranium market, though gross margins compressed to around 37% because of higher operating costs. Earlier years, like 2023, delivered even higher top-line numbers at $164 million, highlighting how UEC can generate outsized revenue when it moves material. Earnings tell a story of investment phase losses. Fiscal 2025 posted a net loss of $87.7 million or 20 cents per share, wider than the prior year's $29.2 million deficit. EBITDA came in at negative $84.5 million as exploration and development spending picked up. The bright spot is that production is advancing, with Burke Hollow in South Texas now online and Christensen Ranch in Wyoming progressing, which should help narrow losses over time if uranium prices cooperate. Turning to the balance sheet, UEC ended fiscal 2025 with $140 million in cash and equivalents against total assets of $1.1 billion. Total liabilities sit at just $124 million, giving a very healthy current ratio above 28. Stockholders' equity has grown to $984 million thanks to equity raises, though retained earnings remain deeply negative at $407 million from years of development spending. Free cash flow stayed negative at $70 million, reflecting ongoing capex to bring projects online. The company carries essentially zero debt, which is a major strength in this capital-intensive sector. Valuation metrics look stretched on traditional measures. The trailing price-to-sales ratio sits near 307 times, while the price-to-earnings multiple is deeply negative. Enterprise value hovers around $5.7 billion against a market cap of roughly $6.2 billion. Forward PE estimates for later years start compressing toward the mid-20s in optimistic scenarios, but that assumes meaningful production ramp and sustained higher uranium prices. Investors are essentially paying for future optionality on the U.S. nuclear rebuild rather than current earnings power. Let's run through the SWOT lens. Strengths include a large U.S. board, asset base, zero debt, strong cash position, and full unhedged exposure to uranium price upside. Weaknesses center on ongoing dilution from equity raises, persistent operating losses, and lumpy revenue tied to inventory sales rather than steady production. Opportunities lie in policy tailwinds for domestic uranium, new mine starts like Burke Hollow, and potential titanium byproduct revenue. Threats include uranium price volatility, execution risks on development timelines, and broader market sentiment swings that have already caused sharp drawdowns. Looking at recent performance, the stock is down over 23% in the past week and nearly 30% over the past month, reflecting post-earnings pressure after the weak Q3 print. Yet the one-year return still clocks in at plus 61%, and the five-year gain exceeds 236%, showing how powerful the uranium bull case has been over longer periods. The shares have traded in a wide 52-week range, recently pulling back from highs near $18 toward the low teens, which could create entry points if you believe the production ramp story. Wrapping up, UEC remains a high-risk, high-reward leveraged play on uranium prices and U.S. nuclear supply security. The recent earnings miss was ugly, with zero revenue in the quarter and elevated costs, but the underlying asset base and clean balance sheet keep the long-term thesis intact for patient investors. Keep an eye on production updates from Burke Hollow and any new offtake deals. As always, do your own due diligence and consider position sizing carefully in this volatile sector. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll catch you in the next one.